Welcome to the Garden Conversation. This is Suzanne V.A. Smith, and my guest today is Lee Horner. Lee Horner lives up here near KHNS in Port Chilkoot, yes. And the title of this Garden Conversation is The Life and Death of Port Chilkoot Raspberries. Lee has had a historically monumental raspberry patch at our home, and we are going to discuss what happened to it. So please tell us the history of your raspberry patch.
Okay, great. Well, as far as I know, Dixie Johnson planted the raspberries initially.
And how many years ago you think was
Oh,
that?
My gosh.
60?
40? 50?
40. Okay, yeah.
I have no idea when she planted those raspberries. When we purchased the property, they were well-established and productive. And then we built a house on the property, which consumed some of the raspberries. And then, this is what I was going to mention. Maria Miller told me that when Dixie was living, there used to be a Quonset hut on the property.
Okay.
And they had a smokehouse, which is still there. And the smokehouse, which I've been told, is originally a building that was on the Port Chilkoot dock.
Oh.
That they moved up there. I don't know how true that is.
Mm-hmm.
This is all hearsay. But Maria Miller told me that when Dixie was processing fish, she would throw the fish carcasses into the raspberry bushes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why those raspberries were so productive.
Mm-hmm. So, Lee, how long were they productive for? When did you build your house?
So we finished our house in 2000, and they were really strong for about 15 years.
Okay.
And then they started dying, and we were concerned. And upon inspection, I discovered and through research that they were suffering from rust fungus.
Okay. Can we back up just a moment? Okay. When the raspberries were producing really well, what did you do with them?
Oh, my gosh.
This was a huge patch.
Oh, yes. It was huge. I had friends come over and pick. I picked. I would freeze them. I had bags and bags and bags of raspberries in my freezer. I'd made jam. I made syrup. I made raspberry coffee cake, a fan favorite.
Okay.
And I wasn't successful with trying to make fruit leather.
Okay.
Well, that didn't work for me.
But you also used them to trade.
Yes, and I would trade for other things.
Yeah.
I bartered with my raspberries. Okay. And I would donate raspberries to different events.
Yeah, great. Okay, so now we're going to go back with when you noticed something was amiss.
Right. So I guess... let's see, I guess it was about in 2015.
Okay.
And they just weren't producing. Mm-hmm. The areas that had been so productive died.
Mm.
And now there's just a remnants of them.
Okay. So what did you notice as they were dying? What did you do? What did you do to try to remediate the situation?
Well, I was in denial. That there was a problem.
Okay.
And, I called Mike McGrath.
Actually, from You Bet Your Garden.
You Bet Your Garden. I wrote him a letter, actually.
Okay,
and
you wrote him a letter.
And he read my letter on the air. And
that's
he
exciting.
Had said I needed to dig everything up. And he is the one who pointed out the rust fungus. And
so they have a rust fungus.
They have a rust fungus. And it lives in the mulch. And what happens is that the raspberries are cyclical, so you'll have at least my raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have this year's growth will be beautiful and green, and then the growth that's supposed to be producing the raspberries are turning yellow and shriveling up.
Mm-hmm.
And So the rust fungus lives in the ground, and that's why Mike McGrath said I needed to dig everything up and remove it. But mm-hmm. there was just so many, and it was a daunting project. But I needed to cover everything up and then reestablish the raspberries.
Okay.
And I did not do that.
Okay.
So I just let them
die.
Yeah.
Okay. So you let them die. They have a rust fungus. I looked up this rust fungus. Mm-hmm. But it's really interesting. On all the information I read, it says that only black raspberries, darker mm-hmm. raspberries, get mm-hmm. them. Red never does. But obviously, that's incorrect.
Yeah, I think that might be incorrect.
Yeah. So, what else did you notice? You told me about...
Oh, yeah. About 2 years ago, I noticed the spruce trees were also suffering from what I noticed...
On your property.
On my property. And I looked that up. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so in Southeast Alaska, spruce trees also can suffer from this rust fungus. Mm-hmm. It doesn't kill the tree. Mm-hmm. It's just cosmetic.
Yeah, discolorization.
Yeah.
I've noticed it. So now that all the raspberries are dead.
I have a little patch, but okay. I think that they'll be gone this year.
Okay. What did you do with that area?
Well, Tom Morfitt built me my first garden bed.
Okay.
And so I started putting in garden beds. And
like raised garden
beds. A raised bed. Mm-hmm. And so he built me one and then a smaller one. And then Greg and I have built additional garden beds, and I have seven now. And that has, you know, uses the space effectively.
Right.
I feel better that the raspberries, since they're not there, mm-hmm. I have something growing.
Yeah.
And that's been that's been healing for me.
Yeah. So when you built the raised beds, you used a shield.
Yes. I put cardboard down and weed block.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of the yellow, what are those called?
Oh, buttercups?
Buttercups. Oh,
chickweed.
Man. Chickweed.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I have that down. It's helped.
What did you use for soil?
Well, I bought some soil. Mm-hmm. I have compost that mm-hmm. I've added to it. Mm-hmm. I've been going through and I had to dig a little French drain behind my house mm-hmm. to kind of help divert some of the water that was accumulating after December 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
So I dug...
After the slide.
After this, yeah. Okay. And I dug
a
2-foot trench, yeah. and I have a sifter.
Right, I saw
and
that, yeah.
I sifted out all the rocks, and mm-hmm. I put the rocks back in and then mm-hmm. filled it with drain rock. Mm-hmm. And so all of that soil I've mixed in with compost mm-hmm. and building my own soil up.
Okay. And what have you grown in those raised beds?
Well, I'm really successful with garlic.
Oh, that's great.
Green, I have bush beans, carrots, of course, mm-hmm. until the bears discover
them. Yeah, that's another death.
Beets.
Oh.
I have lettuce, cabbage.
Wow.
And actually, I did invest in 4 new raspberry bushes that I placed in a very strategic area far away from
where they were,
the other part of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hesitant to invest more.
Right.
I bought 4. We'll see how they go.
Right. And we're, okay. So raspberry bushes are basically bare root.
Yeah. And I did, over in the area, there's one little corner I did put in some blueberry bushes because they're not affected by rust.
Okay. And we'll blueberry bushes, what else did you tell me? I didn't know.
Oh,
you can grow them
in
the shade.
It gets partial.
Filtered.
Yeah, it's filtered.
Yeah.
Although the 3 I did plant that gets more sun do way better.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, onions. Okay. I have onions.
Okay. And you do, this was the first year the bears got your carrots?
Yeah.
Yeah, my first year too.
Yeah. I think that the day that he took them, he was in the bushes watching me.
Really?
Yeah, because we were outside and we left.
Yeah.
And then we came back and he'd been there.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he was just in the bushes watching us.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out a way other than put up electric fencing to protect my carrots.
I'm going to try the critter getter. I had that set up. I got that from Fish and Game.
Okay, so what's the critter getter?
I borrowed it from Fish and Game, and it's a little, it's a sensor, and it emits loud, obnoxious sounds.
Okay.
That the bears don't like.
Okay. And it will only do it if it's set off?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can get one at Fish and Game?
Yeah, but they just loan them out. I'll be a good person. I'm going to buy my own.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And are they expensive?
I don't think so. Okay. No. Yeah. I think you can get the whole setup for like $50.
Okay. All right. Well, great. I think that is it about the raspberries, but I am so glad your particular space, your piece of property, is on a slope.
Yeah.
And so, of course, during that slide and all that excess precipitation, you got walloped, right?
Not too bad. You know, the water table rose considerably, and the crawl space was filling up with water, but we just put a sump pump in there and drained it out, and it seemed to be okay. But the water showed me where it wanted to go. Mm-hmm. That's the area I dug,
okay,
and made a little area for it to go. Kind of like, you know, a rainscaping.
Yeah.
It's not as pretty as the pictures on the internet showed me, but I think it's still effective. It's just rock.
Yeah.
You don't say, oh, look, that's a pretty little area.
Right.
You wouldn't even know that there's a 2-foot trench below the rock you're walking on.
Okay. So you also have a lot of success with garlic.
Yeah. Garlic was really, really good.
Okay, so when are you going to pull up your garlic?
Well, I planted it in the fall.
Right.
And I don't know, the garlic tells me when it's ready.
It starts to turn brown, the scapes.
Yeah. Well, you cut the scapes, and then when there's like 4 leaves that are brown, then it's time to dig. And you can kind of test it.
Okay, so when does that usually happen for you?
August.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. I have tried to grow garlic once, and I actually shrank it.
Really?
The garlic ended up being smaller than the garlic I put in.
Well, one thing that people in Juneau do is they cover it with a tarp so it doesn't get too saturated.
Yeah, and I think that's what happened.
Yeah, and so I pulled up the tarp in one of the beds a couple days ago. Because I planted 2 beds of garlic this year.
Okay.
And just so I could give them a little bit more space.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, speaking of that, which going full circle back to raspberries.
Okay.
Part of my issue with the rust is I think that I didn't thin the raspberries.
Yeah.
And
they got crowded.
They got too crowded.
Yeah. Moldy.
And moisture was able to set in, and that's why the rust established itself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's lots of raspberries around here, and I think that contributed to the rust problem.
Yeah.
So if you are growing raspberries, or if you have an established patch, thin them out.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my advice.
All right. Well, Lee, I think our time is just about up.
Okay.
So thank you so much. And I'm going to have you on again. And we can talk about slugs.
The
specific kind of slug.
Yes.
Okay.
We will talk about the invasive European black slug.
Ooh. Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.